Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Now, Beck, I know you love an animal story.
Oh, do I ever.
This one here, you're going to half like it, actually.
Oh, no, I want a good, only good animal. Like, I don't want to be sad.
It's kind of good. It's kind of sad.
Okay.
So this story is out of Kansas. Peacocks are on the loose in Kansas.
Okay? Is this a side note?
No.
Just a heads up. If you're heading to Kansas anytime soon, peacocks are on the loose.
That is the title or the headline, okay? Peacocks are on the loose in Kansas, .. again.
This
is a common occurrence in Kansas. People have got peacocks everywhere.
Do you think they're from, like, one person's home? Or they've all, like, come from different locations? A peacock farm?
Well, I can tell you, back in 2019, Kevin, he lost his peacock.
Oh, Kevin!
Yeah, it was on the news.
Paid your peacocks properly.
It was all over the place. And now, you know, fast forward 3 years, four are missing this time. This time, different owner.
Oh, not Kevin. Oh,
no,
Kevin got his act
completely
together.
Completely different.
Reinforced his peacock fence.
That's exactly right. Yep. So the owner of these peacocks, she didn't know they were missing, actually, until she saw a friend post a video on social media. And she goes, wait a minute, those look like my peacocks. So she went out to the back paddock, realised my peacocks are gone.
I'm surprised that you would be able to tell that they're your peacocks, because I thought they all looked the same.
That's what I thought.
Like,
but no,
not to stereotype peacocks or anything.
So she's been on the hunt. This is since Friday, okay? She's been looking for her peacocks. And here's what she says. I just kind of go, okay, I'm going to try and find my peacocks today. And when I don't, I go, okay, I'm going to try and find my peacocks tomorrow. And it goes on. Now, this story got out. Okay, so this is last Friday.
Okay.
And then the story got out. And so the local news team thought, great story. So then she was on TV. Okay.
Did she put a call out?
She did.
To them or to people?
I guess.
Listen.
Peacocks, please come home.
I wonder if they got names.
No, they do. Okay, so she spoke to 27 News, which is the local news agency or whatever over there. So she said, yep. Her four peacocks, Harry, Jack, Luna, and Guinea.
Not the names I was expecting.
What were you expecting?
I don't know, but they're quite normal.
Harry, Jack, Luna, and Guinea. On Friday they disappeared.
Yes.
Okay, then come Monday, bit of an update for
okay.
the news people. Broadcast across the whole of Kansas. Don't worry, two have returned home.
Where are the other two?
Okay, the other two, Harry, he was spotted up in a tree on Monday. And he didn't want to come down. And Jack, well, he's still on the loose and no one has been able to spot him.
Well, I hope Harry and Jack come home soon.
Well, this is where the whole story is just hilarious. Like, the fact that it's broadcast because peacocks have disappeared.
Yep.
And then they got an expert on from the local zoo. And she says, be careful, they can be dangerous. They can be aggressive if threatened. So please do not go chasing them. Leave it to the owner.
Okay.
This has turned into like this huge big thing
well,
in Kansas.
Well, now we're talking about it here in Perth.
Oh, I know.
Should we try and get her on the show like we got that other lady on?
That would actually be brilliant. How's Harry going?
Talana, can you find the peacock lady, please?
But I thought this happens a lot, okay? You buy a pet and it disappears. It might be a cat, might be a dog, it could be a bird, flies away, and then you get reunited. It might be a week, might be a month. Might be a few hours, but I want those stories.
When were you reunited with your lost pet? Is
yes.
that what you're saying?
Or maybe just, you know, has your pet gone missing? Because I know there might be some stories where you thought you'd found the one, turns out it was just one that looked similar, and you thought, hey, look, good enough, and you kept it anyway.
Oh, 0429 985 985,
or give us a call on 9313 0985. Has your pet ever gone missing? Now, you've got Fergus.
Yeah, oh yeah, I love him.
Has Fergus ever ran away?
Oh, he always runs away, but we chase him down.
Okay, so never like more than an hour.
Oh, not even
oh,
that.
Minutes.
Like, we know when it. Sometimes we're like, where's he gone? He's always at the neighbor's house trying to finish the cat food.
Oh,
yeah. So he's usually on the cul-de-sac still, or if I'm there while he runs out, I open the car door. And he runs to the car and gets in. So yeah.
Has your pet ever gone missing? Now I know it's a bit of a long shot, but there are several movies. You've got Home. Is it Homeward Bound? A Dog's Way Home?
Yeah, far I don't know.
There's a lot of them, right?
There's many.
The dog goes away, comes back years later. I'm after those stories. It might not be years. It might be a week. It might be a day. But somehow you got reunited with your pet.
Alrighty. That reminds me. I read an article the other day.
Yeah.
And I hadn't stopped thinking about it. Now's a great time to talk about it.
Perfect.
So there's a cat that was reunited with its owner after 5 years. The weird thing is it was discovered on an offshore oil rig.
Okay, 5 years. That's an amazing amount of time to get so reunited.
It hadn't been on the oil rig for 5 years. Apparently, it'd been hanging around a jail.
Okay.
In the meantime.
And he did his time and he got released.
And they'd been feeding it and, you know, keeping it water and stuff like that. And all of a sudden, turns up on an offshore oil rig. Like, the people working on it were just, like, it says in this, bamboozled that there's this cat just randomly on the oil rig.
So, let me just get this straight. So, the owner of the cat, did they work on the oil rig?
No.
Like, how did that connection happen?
So, then it got flown off via helicopter the following Monday.
So, according to them, it's a random cat that they've found, and so they get a helicopter and fly it back.
Fly it back. Then it gets, like, microchipped and scanned and stuff like that.
Yeah,
Turns out, so he'd been nicknamed One-Eyed Joe by the prison staff. Real name Dexter.
Okay.
He does have one eye, that's hence One-Eyed Joe. But yeah, I think he'd gone onto a shipping container, but that's their theory. The cat had gone onto a shipping container that was then transported to the oil rig, and then they later discover the cat on the oil rig.
I wonder how long it was on the oil rig for.
Yeah, before anyone discovered it. Isn't that funny though? Could you imagine? Because you're like the middle of nowhere, then all of a sudden you see a cat and you're like, you would think you were, like, hallucinating.
It's gold. We've got Evelyn on the phone. Evelyn, have you got a story?
Yeah. So just before COVID, we got this rescue dog, right? So we thought, we never had dog, and the kids wanted it. So we're like, okay, get one. And we got the rescue dog, got home 2 days later. Yeah, 2 days later, it ran off.
Oh, no.
Like, so we left her at home. We thought, you know, got side fence, got the side door, side gate. It should be okay, right? So we left. And then we got a call from the ranger. We found your dog. And we're like, huh? So we came home from the office going like, okay, so apparently the dog jumped. So that's one time.
Okay.
And then the next week, it ran away again with stitches under the belly. Duck under the side gate.
Oh.
And then strip away all the stitches.
Oh.
So that's true. And then we went to Bible study in the middle of the night, 10 o'clock at night. This is like the next week. It's like 1 week, one time
between.
Each week.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, roughly, but just one.
Evelyn, are you feeding your dog?
Have you figured out how he's getting out?
I don't know. Well, he jumped. So there was this one time, 10 o'clock at night, almost 11, we're coming home from Bible study on the way home. And then somebody rang up and was like, I think we found your dog. Have you lost your dog? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm not at home. I think you know more than me.
Evelyn, well, hopefully it stops.
That reminds me, we were looking after my brother's dog.
Yeah.
And it squeezed through the fence and ran off. And we didn't know until we got a call from the ranger.
This is happening.
Worst dog sitters ever.
Evelyn joins us. You've got a story?
Yeah, I've got a story. So when I was a kid, we moved house from one suburb to another, and my cat wanted to get home, like where it knew it was home, and we found him hit by a car held up under a tree.
Oh, no, he was trying to get back home. That's so sad.
Sorry.
Are you
sorry
okay?
to hear about that.
His name was Tom. He was black and white and he was absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
Granted, he likes my brother more than me.
Did you ever get a replacement?
Yes, we got a replacement, an orange and white tabby a couple of years later. He ended up dying from kidney and liver failure.
Oh, okay. This is
not going well.
I don't want to tell you to stop buying cats, but I've got Melanie on the phone. Melanie, how are you?
Hello, I'm well, thank you.
What happened, Melanie?
All right, our cat went missing for about 10 days when the kids were quite young. And, you know, after about a week, I started prepping them that, oh, he must have gone to another home that he liked better than ours, sort of thing.
Yeah.
And they were around the corner playing with the kids from another house, and they hear this meowing, 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 and they ran up to this house, which was empty. It was our neighbour's house. And our cat's in their roof cavity.
Oh, my goodness.
And, I know, because there'd been workmen there about 10 days before, and he thought he'd go and investigate, and he did, and then they just put the tiles back on the roof.
No, he's
and locked him in.
It's been stuck
for
a week.
So we thought, who's going to rescue our cat? The fire brigade, of course. So we ring the fire brigade and they go, I don't think so. That would be breaking and entering for a cat. We're not doing it.
What?
So then the kids get Dad's ladder out and I begrudgingly drag the husband out, who was not keen on this idea at all. So we set him up on their roof to remove their tiles, and out comes one very dehydrated, very hungry cat.
Oh, but was everyone happy after you rescued it?
Absolutely. Oh. Absolutely.
Did you ever tell the neighbours when they eventually came home?
No, they were overseas students. Sort of thing, so they were hardly ever there. So,
right, so who cares?
Yeah.
Break an enter, get your cat and fix it up.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's a happy ending. Thank you.
Great story, Melody. Thank you so much for the call. Tanika joins us. Tanika, what's your story?
Hi, how you going? I actually work as a ranger. It's not a personal experience of mine, but I used to work in Geraldton as a ranger. And there was a cat that had been trapped, and we had initially thought it was feral, but we'd managed to scan it for a microchip and found the owner, and it actually had been missing for 3 years.
Wow! Well, how had it been surviving on, like, I guess, wild animals?
Birds.
So. Yeah, that's it. They're pretty intuitive and go back to their roots when they need to.
So,
but yeah, she actually came in. She came and collected it, and she thought it recognised her, and she carried it out and went home with it.
How far away did the owner live from where the cat was found?
I don't think too far. I think it was probably the northern end of Geraldton. It wouldn't have been far at all.
Right.
Because you would have given up hope after three years.
You
would have assumed the worst.
That's
insane. Tanika, thank you so much for sharing that story. Yeah, definitely given up.
Yeah, you would. How long is this
before you
would give up?
Me, a week.
A week?
I'm like, he's gone. He's found a better home.
Yeah.
That's what happened to us. Every single one of our cats that we had just kept coming back to our door, and so we fed it, and then it became ours.
You kept stealing people's
cats?
Well,
no, it didn't have a collar when it came to us, and then eventually we gave it one.
I'm just taking that as you like to steal people's cats as a kid.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energised.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.